The statement reads, "It is with immense sadness that we announce the death of our beloved Charlie Watts. He passed away peacefully in a London hospital earlier today, surrounded by his family. Charlie was a cherished husband, father and grandfather, and also, as a member of the Rolling Stones, one of the greatest drummers of his generation. He originally trained actually to be a graphic artist, but started playing drums in London's rhythm and blues clubs. And that's where he met Brian Jones, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards in January 1963, joining their fledgling group, the Rolling Stones, as their drummer, but also doubling as designer of their record sleeves and their tour stages as well. 58 years later, he's played on all of their 30 studio albums and 33 live albums and, of course, all those huge tours. And in fact, it was only earlier this month on the 5th of August that it was reported that he'd elected to sit out of the rest of their US No Filter tour dates due to rehabilitation from emergency surgery, and that he was going to be replaced temporarily by Steve Jordan on drums. Today, of course, the sad news that Charlie Watts has passed away at the age of 80. Tributes, of course, coming in as you'd expect. Nile Rodgers calling him a smooth brother, saying thanks for all the great music. And Elton John saying it's a very sad day. Charlie Watts was the ultimate drummer, the most stylish of men, and such brilliant company.